Hello everyone, I am Jitendra Singh Dahiya. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs and more. Today I have with me Ms. Kavya Jain. She is known as the cute crochet queen on Indian working women. She is a creative head since childhood. She has been following her family creative footprints. Creativity is in her blood. Her visualization power amalgamated with creativity has also led her to excel in the field, professional field. Her career of being a marketeer, she understood a brand and its positioning along with the buyer persona, like she owns a brand. And this has also helped her in her own label Kalakari. A mom daughter duo crafted amazingly beautiful crochet items like earring, rakhis, hair accessories and more. Her creative journey with her brand Kalakari started way back in 2017 when she started taking workshops and then finally moved on to product like canvas painting, coffee painting and then finally crochet items in 2019, being inspired by another handmade jewelry brand. Since then, there is no looking back. Today, she would be sharing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome, Kavya. The platform is open and now over to you.
Hi, Jitendra. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be being interviewed and being talking about my brand and myself today with you. It's an honor. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. So if I talked about your past life, how it has helped you or affected you to like what you wanted to be in your life and what you are?
All right. That's an interesting question, Jitendra. So in fact, you know, like since my childhood and just like you read my bio and my introduction, the creativity really runs in my blood and into my house, really. So my granny, my nani, in fact, she was a designer for Bindles, the okay. apparel brand that we know of, you know, like I'm pretty sure you all must be knowing about Bindles.
Yeah.
So she was a designer for them. And in fact, you know, like couturier, I would rather say. Mm-hmm. And she would handle a lot of their SKUs single-handedly at home, from home.
Wonderful.
So, you know, like this work from home culture or, you know, like starting from home culture is not something new that I see that it started way back, let's say 40-50 years ago, in fact 60 years ago,
right?
So you know, picking from that, even my mother was really interested in learning all the you know, like all these creative things, paintings, various paintings,
yeah.
embroidery, crochet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she was really crazy to do all this stuff back in her school days, then her education days of, you know, masters and everything. So post marriage, she did try to pursue the courses for paintings and other things, but of course, you know, being a housewife, she couldn't pick up a lot of it.
Right.
So off lately, you know, like of course, seeing all her dedication to paintings and the creativity, I also picked up that since my childhood. Won a lot of art competitions in school, art and craft competitions, paintings and, you know, craft creations were being featured in school, put up in school galleries and so on.
Right.
So back in 2017 summers, in fact, while I was working for an e-commerce brand as a digital marketer, it was in summers of 2017 that I, you know, like saw a random post on Facebook by another art community curator, in fact, I would
okay.
say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was looking for somebody to, you know, like kind of attend the workshops or something of that sort.
Right.
So I just randomly messaged her that, dude, would you like to, you know, have me as a, you know, in fact, educator or be on the other side of the table?
Okay.
And be taking the workshops, and that's the start, that's it. And you know, like the next 6-7 months went only in taking various workshops, DIYs, okay. coffee paintings, canvas paintings and a lot of crazy fun, which I really cherish. So
right.
that's where my creative journey restarted. in terms of creating my own brand. Other than that, since I am a digital marketer, I am obviously, you know, like connected to creativity otherwise also in my professional life.
Great.
Yes. So it was about two years for creating, for painting and other stuff. But back in 2019, I was traveling from Jaipur. So that's where I saw another handmade jewelry brand, and that, you know, made me click immediately that, okay, mom knows crochet. Why not start creating stuff like that? And you know, like I was studying, I was in my master's during that time, and my minor subject was CSR, and you know, like it was all connected to the people and the planet and everything.
Wonderful.
So all that was just there in my mind, and it suddenly clicked that okay, it's time for sustainable fashion creation.
Like things put in place automatically.
Yes. Wonderful. Even though, you know, COVID really happened, but thanks to these Facebook communities like IWW who have really helped me pick up the brand in the past 2 years.
Right. So if I talk about your passion, what are the things you are passionate about in your life?
Passion, okay. Again, the answer draws from my, you know, from the last question and the last answer. It's all about creativity.
Right.
If I am not, you know, conceptualizing my own items under the brand of Kalakari, I am at creating social media strategies, which include all the creative strategies for my clients at my workplace.
Okay. So kind of you.
It's all about creativity.
Work for
yes.
other customers as well for
yes.
digital marketing and all.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So if I talk about your work and experience, how it goes, like how you started your career and everything.
Mm-hmm. I started my career of being a digital marketer back in 2015, after my bachelor's in business administration. Mm-hmm. And I worked for about 3 years, then moved on for my master's in marketing. And after that, again, I came back to the corporate world. Of course, you know, like along with this, Kalakari was being built up side by side. So about 6 years of experience, 6-7 years of working experience, along with about 4 years of, you know, own brand creation, like working experience with that.
Wonderful.
Yes.
This is really great. So if I talk about your vision, mission and like goal for next 5 to 10 years, how you see them?
Okay. So my vision, of course, with Kalakari is to create, you know, sustainable fashion accessories, which includes, you know, a wide area and array of products like earrings. We started Rakhis last year. We started with winter wear last year and stuff like that. So all sustainable because, you know, again, we're using cotton threads. And crochet, again, you know, is a technique to weave threads.
Correct.
With threads, we are kind of doing organic threads, which are certified as well by GOTS. And that helps build us the reusability part as well. So that's the vision, you know, to create sustainable fashion and home decor items. My mission is to keep launching items every season.
So you are doing it kind of seasonal products?
Yes, we do have seasonal products as well as we have an all-rounder product like earrings and necklaces and other stuff. But yes, every season we do take out one new item. For example, last year, last season, you know, like summer season, we took out Rakhis. Then this winters, I mean 2021 winters, we did ear warmers. So, you know, things like that. Every season we are launching at least one new item. We are adding to that to our collection.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So you were talking about crochet items. I think new generation, people of new generation would not be knowing what exactly is this, how it goes. So, right.
People don't know actually, you know, and I recently put up an exhibition in Boho Bazaar by So Delhi. So, you know, a lot of people who were, a lot of ladies who were in the age group of 40 plus or something of that sort, they knew. As soon as they saw the products in our stall, they were like, "Arey, ye to crochia hai."
Right.
And
right.
The others, the youngsters who were, you know, like till 30 or 35, they were like, how do you do these?
Correct.
How do you do
people
these?
Below 30,
how can you use
fair? 30 can, below people around age of
they do not know.
30 would be, some of them would be knowing it. But if I talk about 25 and below, most of them, like,
they don't.
I would say 90% of the people would not be knowing these.
Correct. They don't.
Right. So, like, if
so that's where a challenge, in fact, that's where a challenge comes, you know. We have to educate our customers as well while we are, you know, kind of selling as well. So education and sales go hand in hand for our brand.
Correct. So, if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned in your life from your professional and personal life both. So, what are these 2 to 3 learnings would be?
Okay. The first is consistency. You know, I feel, in fact, of what I've learned and observed in past 6-7 years, in fact, 10 years, including my education and everything, the higher education, is that you have to be consistent with your own vision, mission and everything. What do you want is something that you should stand upon with each day, each moment in fact. So consistency is what I really live up to and expect the others as well to live up to. That is the first thing. Second is to be very broad-minded. You know, until and unless you see every moment, everything, every question in life with various aspects, you cannot really understand where or which path do you need to take.
Right.
So these are the two things, you know, like, of course, creativity just comes with each of them because consistently you have to be creative and to think also to be creative. So creativity is there in every aspect of my life.
Definitely, that is one thing. Like, some people think that creativity is by birth, but most people don't understand that creativity can be built also.
Yes, in fact, it can be built. It can be.
Right. So, like, if I talk about the kind of product you just mentioned, natural and reusable. So, how can we use these type of products, natural and reusable, for fashion and yet look trendy? Like, if we talk about fashion, so we look for trendy things. Crochia, you mentioned, if we see that as that is kind of like more of an historic kind of a thing now. So if we talk about trend, how it will go trendy in a way?
Okay, so the catch is that since we're using threads, the earrings or any item in fact can be washed and used again.
Right.
For example, when people are going and buying junk jewelry over the street markets or some, you know, like flea markets, it's a silver jewelry, it's oxidized jewelry, which oxidizes further if you just leave them, you know, like in air, or even if you keep them in your jewelry boxes, they tend to go black, they tend to turn black.
Right.
And in some time, in a few years, you know, people just start complaining of itching in on their skin, whether it be bangles on your hands or earrings in your ears and so on. So with our jewelry, it's really rare that people will have that feeling of itching because they're using bare minimum of metal. For example, if I show here, it's a bare minimum metal of just the hook. Everything is thread and just beads. So, you know, like that extra metal touch is not there on the skin. That helps you to even, in fact, enhance the jewelry life. Even if you keep them in open, dust of course might sit on it, but it can be washed.
Right.
So that's the reusability of it. And of course, in long term, it talks about sustainability as well. With probably, in fact, with silver jewelry, you tend to buy earrings or anything with every outfit that you want. But with a thread jewelry, if your color matches with a lot of apparels, and like it's one earring for a lot of apparels, that
correct
Secondly, our packaging is also very eco-friendly, very environment-friendly. Mm-hmm. We are using upcycled cloth, in fact. And so like what we do is we pick up a lot of cloth pieces from our boutique, the boutique that we usually visit. Mm-hmm. And we get the portlies or the packaging made in-house through vulnerable women communities around our place. And that's how our packaging is.
Right, right. Like the kind of stuff which is going to waste from clothes is used to make like packaging and everything. Yeah.
That's and people just cherish all of it. We get a lot of compliments, in fact, for our packaging.
Mm-hmm. Because you are wasting clothes is again the thing which you are working on. Like you should have least wastage there. That is also one good thing. So if I talk about
and again that the concept of 100% handmade also goes there.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're not sourcing anything from the market for that fact in that case, except for the raw materials.
Right. So if I talk about like cost efficiency, environment friendly, so how would we see these like elements mm-hmm. there? And what are the other benefits in general we can see from these kind of products, jewelry products?
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, one of the benefit of a few items is that they are multi-purpose. For example, if I talk about my rakhis like this, once it has been used as a rakhi by the brother, it can be used as a hair tie by women or as a bracelet by little girls or women for that fact. This is also made from crochet. You can see the thread here. We have a hole here.
This is really wonderful.
So, you know, like again, multi-purpose products which can be used again and again under various circumstances. Similarly, if you're bored with your earrings and if you want to just use it as something else, the person can use those earrings as patches on their apparel. They can make brooches out of it. They can probably then make it like a luggage tag for identification.
Right.
So again, you know, various purposes of our products. That's one of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The second benefit is everything is cotton. So they're all allergy free.
Right.
The third benefit is everything is very lightweight, extremely lightweight. The person doesn't feel the weight of earrings being there in their ears, or bracelets being there like on the wrist and so on. That's the second benefit. The third, remember the aspect that you were trying to ask about cost efficiency and environment friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, most of our products are environment friendly, except those where we have to use a little bit of extra metal. Or, you know, some bit of plastic, something like that. So some of them, you know, just don't count in being 100% eco-friendly or environment-friendly or biodegradable. But otherwise, 90-95% of our products are environment-friendly.
Wonderful.
Even if we talk about the plastic element, the products are such, I mean, the raw material is such that it can be used for years and years and years without being deteriorated.
Okay.
So, you know, for some extent, everything is environment friendly.
Wonderful.
Cost efficiently, I wouldn't say they are very cost efficient because, you know, again, these are statement pieces. These are designer pieces that we're doing. We're not doing any mass production or something like that.
Okay.
It's just me and my mother who are working on the production.
Okay.
So we call ourselves boutique crocheters. Giving, you know, maximum of 5 to 10 pieces of one particular design and color. That's how we limit our production so that everybody feels special about our collection and doesn't think that it's a commoner's item. We don't want that.
Okay.
So not very cost efficient, but if you talk in terms of handmade versus cost, we have got compliments on those terms that your products, even after being handmade, are very cost efficient, very cost friendly, very pocket friendly.
Wonderful. So if you go on a mass production, definitely the cost would go down further.
Yes, of course. Well, a little bit, because, you know, like for mass production, we will have to of course have more people also to do the work for us. Yes.
Definitely. So this is really wonderful that the product which you have just shown us, Rakhi, I've seen that this is way more better than the normal Rakhis we buy from the market, because they are pasted on thread. So after a day or two, max by day or two, the pasting goes away and the only thread is there on your hand. Rest portion is not there.
Yes.
So this is... in that way, this is looking more durable also.
Yes, everything is stitched. You know, even if it's being made in parts, it's being stitched together instead of being pasted together.
Yeah, so that is why this is more durable.
Yes.
You forget to mention that.
Well, yes, of course. You know, sometimes we just tend to forget our own benefits. And customers tell us, okay, arre, ye bhi to hai.
This is also one good aspect of these products, that these are more durable as compared to the market ones.
Yes.
Wonderful. So if I talk about your journey, like who are the people supported you the most?
Okay. So, you know, just like I told you, that lady who I reached out to for conducting the workshop, she was the biggest supporter. She was the reason that, in fact, I created the Instagram page and the thought of brand name and so on.
Yeah.
So I would like to name her Rajvi. She was the biggest, I would say she's still there. She still supports and she just is there as a silent supporter in my life.
Okay.
She and then, you know, like my parents, and then there are a lot of friends and family who have supported, to name a few, and my mentors, you know, like in fact a lot of people in my professional career as well, my colleagues, they have also supported. In fact, the founder has also supported, the place that I work for, she also supports a lot. She doesn't think that, okay, she's doing something of her own and she might leave. No, she never thinks that. She thinks, okay, she's here, and with her creativity, she increases the creativity at our work.
Wonderful. This
Yes. And then women like, of course, Deepti from IWW and other members, they also immensely support.
Wonderful. So if I talk about you as a person, are you an introvert or an extrovert kind of a person?
I am a complete extrovert.
And how you work on your positives and negatives both?
Okay, well, I am an extrovert, like extreme of being an extrovert. I don't hesitate talking at all, because I just believe that if I have to sell, I cannot be an introvert at all, in fact.
Right.
So yeah, that's where the extrovertness or, you know, chattering so much comes from. How do I keep my positives high? That's only and only because, you know, there's that feeling of coming home to something good and something of your own.
Right.
From a tiring day and something. And, you know, like I rarely feel tired back at home when I see my corner of creativity. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to get back to it. I'm supposed to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for that, I again get compliments during the next day that, okay, how can you do it even after working for 9 hours at office?
Right.
So yeah, that's those compliments just keep me going.
Wonderful. So now moving on to the next thing, like inspiration and motivation in life, in your life. So who are the people you look at for inspiration and motivation?
So my inspiration and motivation both are my workplace founder. The founder is a female. I'm working as under a women entrepreneur again.
Wonderful.
You know, that's where a lot of my inspiration and motivation comes. She's a mother of a 3-year-old right now.
Okay.
And she juggles between her roles of being a mother, an entrepreneur, and, you know, and an individual as well.
Right.
So frequently, so quickly, that it inspires us every moment. She's such a humble person that makes us also feel that, okay, we need to do something for the organization and for her, and then again for ourselves.
Right.
She just keeps personal health and everything above the world. She feels for us. She has a back, and that keeps us going and being inspired. So if I just
you know, like compare or something, if I have to quote unquote really, I would say if she can do it after being married and being a mother, why cannot I?
Definitely.
That's, yes.
Wonderful. So like the objective of life is to get inspired and motivated from someone, and definitely get others inspired and motivated from your life journey.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Well, I could, I can prove that also, you know, like my mother, for years she could never think of doing something of her own or being involved in something like this, of course. So once I started, you know, like convincing her, no, we should do it, we can do it. She took a bit of time, 5, 6 months, 7 months to understand the right. scope and, you know, like the opportunity area and everything. But once, you know, it started to work for us, she was really inspired to work every day. Wonderful. There are times now when I sometimes feel that, okay, I can, you know, like pause for a day or just leave it out for a day.
Let's take a break.
She doesn't now. She is like, listen, this is what I've done today. How do you think? What do you think of this product or the design? I'm like, okay, can I just come back to you? So, you know, that's the biggest thing that I've felt during the past 2-3 years. That okay, I've been able to inspire my own mother.
Right. Yeah. That is really wonderful. So, now your take on success, how, like, what do you feel like in your life or maybe seeing others, how you feel that success is to you?
Well, what success to me is, I would just simply say going forward every day in the hope of improvisation and enhancement and betterment of my own brand and my personality.
Right.
That's success for me.
Wonderful. Nice thought. So if I ask you your advice or message you would like to make to our audience, both viewers and listeners, so what are those things you would like to share?
My views and my suggestions are just to be positive, just to be, you know, like in a mood to accept challenges and take part in the game that life has to throw in front of you.
Right.
And be consistent towards reaching your own goal. Day at a time, moment at a time, and so on. That's it.
Right. Wonderful. Since we have talked about fashion, fashion is a topic which is close to everybody. So you need to give us 1 to 2 advice on that also.
Okay, so fashion is nothing at all but what you feel is looking good on you. That's right. It. Let people judge you. Let others say anything about what you're trying to wear or show or put on yourself. But you need to be just comfortable in your own skin and what you want to put up. That's it.
Right. Whatever like you feel like good to you, that is the best fashion for you.
Yes.
Be comfortable with that.
Yes. Absolutely.
So what an amazing insights you have shared. Wonderful talking to you about that. So I I wanted to hear more from you, and I was enjoying our conversation related to fashion and the kind of old tradition you are putting up in a new fashion. This is really wonderful thing you are doing. So thank you so much, Kavya, for your time. It was really wonderful talking to you today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful. And I will also share your social media and website link so that people can be in touch with you, see your products, and be in touch with you and buy your products as well. So guys,
that would be.
So guys, don't forget to check that out too. And thank you so much everyone for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of wonderful information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.